From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is saying the United States is not in a trade war with China after Beijing announced plans to impose tariffs on $50 billion worth of U.S. goods in response to a similar package announced by the United States. But a former official at the U.S. Treasury Department says the current tariff war between the U.S. and China is a threat to the global supply chain.
Together, these two countries make nearly 40% of global GDP. They're integral components to the global supply chains across the board.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross told CNBC even shooting wars end with negotiations, so it wouldn't be surprising at all if the net outcome of all this is some sort of negotiation. The daughter of a former Russian spy who, along with their father, was poisoned by a nerve agent attack is said to be recovering quickly. British police released a statement by Yulia Skirpal saying that I woke up over a week ago now and glad to say my strength is growing daily. Her father, 66-year-old Sergei Skirpal, 66 years old, remains in critical condition in a British hospital following the March 4th poisoning Britain has blamed on Russia. Britain, the United States, and other NATO countries have expelled more than 150 Russian diplomats in a show of solidarity over the attack. North and South Korean officials held preparatory talks Thursday for a summit later this month between the country's two leaders amid a global effort to resolve tensions over Pyongyang's nuclear program. The meeting of working-level officials at the border village was to discuss security, protocol, and media coverage for the planned April 27th summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. While U.S. President Donald Trump has called on the National Guard to enhance security at the U.S.-Mexico border, the numbers do not show the border becoming more dangerous, as he tweeted Sunday. However, U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen spoke of it.
They're going to help with look at the technology, the surveillance. In some cases, we'll ask for some fleet mechanics. It's rough terrain down there. The cars need some love, too. We got to make sure we have mechanics there. But we can free up a CBP officer who's trained to do law enforcement.
Mr. Trump's tweets indicate that the impetus behind the call for the military to secure the border was a caravan of more than 1,000 migrants from Central America that set out to make a more than 4,000-kilometer journey from Mexico-Guatemala border to the U.S. border. Brazil's Supreme Court voted Thursday to reject a request by the former Brazilian president to stay out of jail while he appeals a corruption conviction. We get more from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Da Silva was convicted in July of helping a construction company get sweetheart contracts in exchange for the promise of a beachfront apartment. He denies any wrongdoing in that case or in several other corruption cases that have yet to be tried. An appeals court upheld that conviction in January. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Julius Maravilla has been sworn in as Sierra Leone's new president after winning a tight runoff vote. He took the oath of office just before midnight Wednesday, soon after the Electoral Commission named him the winner of last Saturday's poll. He's a standard bearer of the Sierra Leone's People Party and a former military leader, and won almost 52% of the vote. He defeated the former Foreign Minister Samora Wilson Kamara of the All People's Congress Party, who garnered just over 48% of the vote. In March 7th general election, neither candidate had reached the 55% threshold constitutionally required to win. Some 3.1 million people were registered to vote in the election, according to the French news agency AFP. Officials in Cameroon are calling on communities along the border with Nigeria to remain vigilant following a deadly raid this week by Boko Haram on a military base. The government says dozens of Boko Haram fighters attacked a military base Monday, killing 5 Cameroonian soldiers and wounding 3 others. According to the government statement, the militants disguised themselves as soldiers and painted their vehicle to match the colors of the multinational joint task force fighting the insurgency. And again, the government says that Boko Haram fighters were the ones who attacked the military base. And so far, they have assessed that 5 soldiers were killed. 3 people have been wounded, according to a government statement. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.